Hello, suitors, and thank you for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV's coverage of The Suits, After Show Season 6, Episode 6, Spain. We are going to talk about Mike versus Harvey versus Cahill versus Kevin versus Sutton versus drunk driving, and it'll all be here, it'll all be next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Like, I have to get so serious.
It's the only way to be.
For your wife. Hey.
How it feels.
She's got to do it.
Right. Hey. We got to come up with like a... Now we have to...
Well, then we...
Snacks.
Okay, well, now there's snacks.
Like really
thank you all so much for joining us here for the Suits After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F. M-A-N-N, and we are at full strength here at the law firm of Kaufman, Ike, Hobson, and Brazier.
Yeah. Woo!
I love
God,
that like really gets me going.
Right.
But that's our formal Twitter handle as a whole office. Individually, we are.
What's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in to another amazing show. You guys can check me out on Instagram at One Take Stace. I'll see you there.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Mm.
And you can find me at Nicole Brazier. Good to be back at Suits.
Mm.
The best cast.
And
yes.
Give me one second, I'll pull up the chat so we can listen to everybody talking to us in the chat.
Let's look at that.
Jump right on in.
Let's do it.
We ended last week with Harvey having, I don't want to say a convoluted plan, but very much a complicated plan.
Yeah.
To both protect his client and get Mike out of prison early. We're seeing... And then we later learned that Kevin...
That's impossible.
Well, we didn't learn...
All three of his clients.
Didn't quite learn impossible until today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or, well, until at the end of last episode. Now we really learned impossible. But at the end of last episode, we realized that Kevin had... went away for 3 years, 3 years vehicular manslaughter for drunk driving, which we had already suspected was a lot.
Just wasn't the full story.
Yeah. Like, we were either he had killed somebody or he didn't roll over, and he was going up against a bigger fish to not roll over.
Mm-hmm.
Now we learn a little bit more, and apparently Harvey has free reign in this prison.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the way he walks in there, like, even the way Mike walks around, like, who can say an inmate can walk in and be a fake lawyer to get rid of... Excuse me? You need to be in your cell.
Well, I mean, technically, Harvey represents both of those guys. So if a lawyer comes in and is like, I need to talk to both of my clients...
At the same time?
Did anybody
else... I don't know if it's
at the same damn time.
Did anybody else... Did anybody else want the one scene where he just Harveyed his way in?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
That's what I wanted. I wanted the one scene where he's like, yeah, I'd like to speak to this client and this client in the same room. Are they for different cases? It's none of your goddamn business.
Like, and I'm bringing someone else with me in to talk to them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that just looks weird, y'all. It's a lot.
Even going off, like, last week's episode into this week's, it's like, there's just so much that he's taking on in this one particular prison, you know? And obviously, it's a little bit fabricated. I don't think this could really, like, go down in real life.
To be fair, it's a back off. Because in a prison where he had that much clout that he can get Mike out for how he did...
Yeah,
you could probably get him in the same room.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can do one,
you're going to believe one, you're going to believe the
other.
Exactly. I actually really enjoyed this scene, though.
Mm-hmm. It was a great scene.
Because Mike really just kind of poked holes at Kevin. He's been having this whole... Most of this episode, he's been having kind of a crisis of faith about Kevin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of like, maybe I don't like this guy. Like, maybe I don't want to be in the same room with this guy. Like... It's a lot easier to blindly hate something.
My thing with Mike, and I seriously, we've talked about it in several other seasons. I think we've all had a huge sensitivity to the fact that he lost his parents.
Right.
But Mike does not forgive people, and that makes me mad because we have all forgiven him.
Yeah.
Mm. And like the firm's forgiven him. Jessica herself has forgiven you. Rachel's forgiven you. The guy will look at somebody, and if it has an inkling of something that has hurt him in the past, it's over. And I'm like, I can't with that. And seeing it, especially because at least for me, I have fallen, I like Kevin. I like that they are partners or whatever the case, you know, they got each other's backs. So for Mike to kind of do that for 30 minutes, I'm like, bruh, because he's done it to people before, you know, and it just was a little, I don't know, it was a little annoying for me.
I agree. I think that Mike is being, he's just the person who, he doesn't know the full story, and he knows that Kevin isn't giving him everything, so And I know that he lost his parents the same way, and so you're sensitive to that, but at the same time, this is also the one guy in the prison who's had your back and hasn't tried to kill you.
Yes.
So maybe we should remember that part. Remember the good that he's done, because his actions, the one bad thing he did, doesn't define who he is as a person.
Exactly.
Agreed. I mean, we do learn at the end, hopefully at this episode, he does give him his word. Mm. Mike's given his word a lot.
Right,
so
we don't know what that means.
There's so many lies going on in this season. You know, there's just so much manipulation, and it's really, like, giving me, a heart attack. But I enjoyed that scene mostly because I liked watching Mike get his lawyer on again in prison. I was like,
that was kind of amazing.
Yeah,
I do love prison lawyer Mike.
You know,
like,
yeah.
I can imagine him defending somebody in the yard. Like, Your Honor,
prisons
12 cigarettes. You should award my client no less than 12 cigarettes.
Funny out.
God damn it.
Right. I mean, it was good, I think, also for Kevin to see that side of Mike.
Mm, that he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love
when he was lying about being a lawyer. So
he was still good.
Breaking the law.
But just, I think there's also
the key is he's good, Tiana.
The key is Mike. You still broke the law, just like Kevin did. So maybe you should not judge people in prison, which is where you are.
I think he'll get over this. I think he's gonna get over this one.
He has to.
He has no choice.
This is good writing that he has to face it, because for the longest time he's been able to just be. To have hate for an idea.
Mm-hmm.
To have hate for the idea of someone driving drunk.
Mm. Right.
So he's never once had to stare that in the face.
And
share a prison cell with him and realize that, like, that this is a person who saved my life on multiple occasions.
Right. And, like, you see
and
the
he happens to be the
Kevin.
Thing I presumably hate.
Right.
I mean, the guy, the fact that he didn't roll over on his wife, or, you know what I mean? Like, I love the way Kevin talked about his story. He was like, I chose me over the mother of my children. Like, it wasn't just my wife, the girl. It was, you know, it just, I love, that really humanized Mike for me. I mean, I'm sorry, Kevin for me. So now I'm like, looking at Mike like, what are you going to do now?
I've always looked at him as a human since he saved Mike with the gun.
I've always
seen a good in him.
Right.
And it, go ahead, on you were going to say.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that Kevin's story with his wife reminded me a lot of Mike and Rachel's story, and I think that's because of the similarities is why Mike eventually is going to soften up, and I didn't want that to be the case. I didn't want Kevin to have a sob story to tell Mike to get to for Mike to finally forgive him and move on from it and decide to do the right thing.
You
with
want
Kevin.
Like to just come to grips with forgiveness.
Yes.
Maybe with Julius's help.
I was going to say that maybe that's what helped him, because didn't they meet before this conversation? And he was like, I just need, like, therapy at this point. Can you be a therapist for me? And then he opened up to Mike. So that might have helped.
How do we feel about Julius right now?
I like him.
Prison therapy. We like him?
I like him. I don't like the way Mike barges into his office
every five minutes.
And is like, hey, you said you wanted to help me. If you meant it, get me some records that you can't technically give to me.
And he's like hold up, bro, you're on speaker. I'm on a call.
Push the button.
Doing the best he can. Like, Mike is still walking around like we are at Pearson Speckman, who goes to crap. Like, this is not... What is that's the thing, like, I love Mike. Y'all know I'm a ride or die, but Mike's attitude in these situations sometimes, it's like, Julius is the best we have right now. This is, Julius and Kevin are your backbones right now. And you just stomping all over them. How about you tell me the truth? It's like, how about you relax? I don't know. I think that Julius was super awesome this episode. I love that he opened up. He's so real, you know? Like, even the moments that it's annoying, he's real. So I appreciate what you just said.
But there's the me that wants him. There's the me that just wants Mike out of prison and sees him and his advice as an obstacle of, like, no, you should report this. You shouldn't rat on your fellow inmates. You should do the official channels. You should serve 2 years and be rehabilitated.
But one of the first things he said to Mike when Mike got there was that Mike needed to actually deal with what he did and process, and actually, basically, you need to pay for what you did and... so few words. So I think that his thought is not, oh, that's what he said. He said that Mike always got the easy way out. And this is another way of Mike skipping corners and taking the easy way to get out. And Julius is just trying to make him see, hey, dude, you ended up in prison because you broke the law.
Especially when he was in his office. Like, you don't understand, like, the crap I've been through. It's like, Listen, man. Everyone in there has been through personal stuff.
And that was the thing.
Everyone in life goes through personal things. You can't use that as your way out. So
that was my deadline.
We got a little eye-rolly, and I feel like that was intentional.
Yeah.
I feel like we were supposed to roll our eyes a little at Mike, but like, you've been in prison like 3 weeks, and you got out once.
And you went home, got laid, came back. I mean, what are you talking about? Yeah, I mean,
you're one of the lucky ones.
I'm not saying all the other times didn't suck.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, perspective and learning is
growth. Of course. But I think because as a, you know, I was going to say as a cast, kind of. But, like, we've just had such sympathy with him. And I'm sure some of the audience members, too. Like, we have such sympathy for Mike in so many different ways that I think when he, like, throws that back in our face, like, y'all don't know what we've been through. I'm like, but we've been riding for you for 6 seasons. We know what you've been through. Yeah. And we're still on your side. So this week, like, until we got closer to the end when you could see while he was listening to Kevin's story, he seemed to really like understand what was happening and what he was going to have to do, and that was a beautiful moment. That was probably when I was like, okay, let me calm down, and I'm not mad at you, Mike, but get your life. Okay.
I was monitoring the chat.
How's it going in there?
Chat's going great. Special shout out to Lindsay Ivory Neptune. She's with us a lot. Theodore Shmaushwa. I had to hit restart to see a bunch more comments. Okay. So I have not read them yet.
Okay.
I think we're ready to move out of prison right now.
Let's get out of jail.
We're going to come back to prison at the end.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm lying. We're gonna stay in prison and we're going to move to death row.
We're going to go to a different prison. We got there through the pipes.
We got there.
We're out of Danbury and we're moving on to wherever Leonard is.
Rachel took on the case because she knew she could have Jessica's help. Rachel wanted to file a motion. Rachel didn't realize that to file a motion and get a case reopened, you need more than a textbook amount of
evidence. Yeah.
Something her professor could have easily told her.
Last week.
When he was turning her down for the
where he was like, oh, you shouldn't take this case.
Mm-hmm. Let's think about where this started. It was kind of out of left field for him to even pitch it to her in the first place.
Yeah.
Which is why when we were watching this episode, I said, I think there's more to him and, like, slowly giving her, like, more chances with this case. I feel like there's a little bit more to it that we don't know yet.
In what way, though?
I don't know.
Like, tell your girl what she needs to know.
I feel like we haven't touched on this in predictions, and we can jump out on it right now. Do we think Leonard did it?
I don't either.
I hope not. I don't think so. And I really hope that's not a curveball. I can't.
What would be the point of this whole thing?
Exactly.
That Rachel needs to learn. Well, I think up until then, it would be a matter of, like, well, Rachel needs to learn who to trust and, like, not believe everyone's sob story. But now that he has an execution date, Rachel needs to learn when to let go.
So it's all, like, a learning lesson for Rachel.
Leonard's just going to be in between to help her learn. I don't like that.
It's literally going to kill a character to help
her. I don't like that at all.
No, I'm pretty sure Harvey's going to step in at some point and help.
Why does Harvey always have to help everyone?
I'm sorry. I mean, Rachel and her ability to practice law all on her own.
That's right. No,
will stop
Jessica.
The execution.
Jessica. Will help the execution.
I think
will
so
help
too.
Stop the execution.
I think Jessica
can help with the execution.
Well, she's going to chop his head off. No,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Lord.
But wouldn't that be cool if Jessica did take one for the win?
I think she will. I mean, based on the way that they had their last moments in this episode, she said, "Listen, the execution date's been set. I'm not really sure how to do this unless you help me." So, right?
That's not how I read that scene. Yeah. I read that scene as, "How do I tell someone he's going to die?"
Wait, but if
you can't. Correct me if I'm wrong, I do not believe you can open a case if an execution date is set.
No, yes, or that even is if, so crazy.
Or if you can, you have to do it before that date.
Yes.
And I think the second you give an execution date is the second you have an actual deadline on, like, you have to get the case reopened before that date.
You can file an extension if there's compelling evidence that comes to light and new stuff, you can go to the judge and try to get the date extended or postponed until the investigation can look at the new stuff that's gone in. Right. I learned this because I recently started watching Arrow. In season one of Arrow, they touch on the same thing. Yep. Thank you, episode four.
Tune in. That is so funny.
But I also think in real life it's true because I realize I used another TV show as my,
well,
as my point there.
Comic book TV show.
We love TV.
But also
here
in real life,
Buzz,
you can file to get an extension. Because
that makes sense.
I was going to say, because that would be crazy. Like,
this is not what they tried to do in The Green Mile. Oh my gosh, why is everything a movie or TV show reference?
That's what we want.
I think that makes sense within all our law knowledge is other law and TV shows. Sure. So I think we're all good. I think we're on an even plane.
Same page. At this point, I'm practically a lawyer. So
We've all been on this show long enough that we're all lawyers.
Exactly.
But they gave Maria Gomez a name. Now, does a character, we've had characters in this series have names but no face.
So you're saying if you
not
did...
Not only the secretary that passed away, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, that was so... Oh my gosh.
But no, I think...
Okay, so, but do you think Maria Gomez could be
I think if you could dig up Maria Gomez, that's enough to extend an execution date.
For sure. Yeah.
That would... Yeah. You would need Jessica Pearson's help.
And do you think we're going to see Georgina, the old lawyer, come back again, or was that her one claim to fame?
I like that she was here this episode for sure. That was really good. I mean, it's good to know where Leonard's past has been and who tried to help him in the past. And I, you know, what sucked is she was like, "You're wasting your time," which, like, thanks, girl.
Yeah.
It just was interesting to see that what her hardships were in terms of, you know, getting through with his case and maybe how Rachel can build from that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Maria, I mean, we've gotten a first and last name. So
I don't want this guy to go away,
me
but
neither.
I see it as a life learning experience for her at the same time. So.
And Teodris Malshua in the chat actually, I'm thinking he refused to snitch on Maria because there's a theme in this season about dealing with issues and not using someone else's mistake to get out of your consequences.
Right.
That's actually really good that that's the overarching theme.
Great point.
That's probably why Maria bailed. That's probably why he let it happen. Or, well, he was in jail. He had no choice. He was in jail for murder. He had no choice.
Right.
But that's... Because, I mean, it's happened with Jessica.
It's happening with everyone. That it's just you have to own your responsibility.
Love
and
that.
And not use something else to bail out.
But if he's innocent, then...
Then what the hell?
Then what the hell?
Like I said, he can't do anything. If you dug up Maria, that's enough to get... to extend an execution.
Even though she's a drug addict with priors.
But that's the thing. Okay, so...
But once
they
again,
were both
like,
high
but they're not
the
saying we're gonna let him go.
But
we're like, we should probably talk to this lady.
But we want her... We want her exposed so that when they talk, what we find out is we're letting him go. So if we don't even think she's gonna be
a good...
Because yeah.
At this point, like, her credibility as a witness, what was the first lawyer's name?
Georgina.
Yeah, she already said... Her credibility was already not even worth it, questionable, because she's a drug addict with priors. They were both high at the time, she told me. So,
but all that doesn't mean murder, folks.
It doesn't, but in the court, like, you, when you go up on the witness stand,
but that's
stand,
when it
you,
goes
like,
to court. They're not
up.
Going to court. They're trying to stop an execution date. I think the precedent is different. I think if they could have that woman show up and said, this is a human being who was with this man the night when he was supposedly murdering.
How do you trust that? Because she could be lying.
But
like, there's so many...
Exactly. We need to not kill this guy.
Until we find out.
Investigate it and possibly reopen his case to ask these questions. Because if we kill him, we don't ask these questions.
Right.
I think that's going to be their argument. Not necessarily because they think she's a slam dunk, but because they think she's a slam dunk to get him out of...
death row?
Get the... I was trying to think of what the... I believe it's lethal... I think it's lethal injection in New York, in the state of New Jersey. In the state of New York. Someone will correct me in the comments. It might be the electric chair.
And I don't think we're going to see this case go away because of Jessica's point that she made was that this is going to look good in papers if the firm take a pro bono case and win and free a man who's been on... I mean, that's huge.
Well, truth be told, if they get a man who might be innocent away from an execution date, that's actually good. That's already worth the press.
Right. So, I hope
don't
we
do
it
for the
it.
Press. We like Leonard.
It's,
get him off.
It's
please.
All about...
Like,
it's,
save him.
Well,
it's
all about everyone at that firm always has an agenda. So,
it's all about SEO over there.
Yeah.
It's all about just how do we bump...
You're right.
How do we bump the Mike Ross stuff to the second page?
Everything's also all about Mike still. That's the thing. It's just Mike, like, isn't even there, and it's still all about him, and it's just insane.
It's interesting. Like, isn't it? can you think of, you know, Mike? I feel like I'm going to go back this weekend and watch season one, episode one, of just, like, who Mike was and how he whipped every single person under his finger. I don't... Yeah. It's really beautiful to watch as, like, a character, because it's, like, the dude... I mean, you're in... How did you get to play fake cop? I'm sorry. Right. I've never seen it.
But I think even as an actor himself, like, morphing into this character over all these seasons, I feel like... Like, this season, more, he's just so badass. Mm-hmm. We've never seen this, like, darker side of him, I feel. Like, yes and no, in courtrooms and stuff, whatever, but, like... I don't know. It's like we said, prison suits Mike. So it's just, But I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I think I say it every time we're here. It's like, it's so different. And you can see it in his acting. What's his real name?
Patrick J. Adams.
So bravo. I mean, more literally morphing into the character. Yeah. It's awesome.
Definitely.
Let's jump into Jessica. We got a little bit of Jessica this week. She came in and out of a couple different through lines. Mm-hmm. But she's been doing what I've always said she's been doing, which is just sitting in the background, like, signing clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kicking ass.
She's so damn dope.
I know, she really is.
My God.
One of those clients was Sutton. Mm-hmm. Somebody please correct me if it's Sutter. It's Sutton.
Sutter.
It is Sutter. Sutter. Thank you. Sutter. Something was going off in my head, but it's Sutter. Yeah. It is Sutter.
Yeah.
She went ahead and signed Sutter for all of his
businesses,
for all of his business, not just the impending criminal case, and pretty much bent him over a barrel. I really enjoyed this.
It was beautiful, and I love the last line. He was like, "That's why you came to meet me at the restaurant, so that everyone could think you're already." And she was like, "Oh, I guess I'm good enough after." I mean, that exchange.
Yeah, she's bad.
That
she's
exchange
bad.
Was that dread everything. Oh, girl, that girl is Gina Torres. Stu, when are you coming to the studio?
Stu is gonna get jealous.
I'm still hoping that they have a date.
Isn't
that going to bite them in the butt next week?
Well, here's the thing, because I had to write it out because I was very confused about everything that's happening. So it's, Mike's deal is contingent on Sutter getting convicted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sutter's business side of things with Jessica is contingent on pretty much Harvey getting him off, because if Harvey loses the case, then Sutter's going to be like...
That's not entirely true.
But he kind of said
Jessica's plan hinges on them signing Sutter and the case taking as long as the case takes, so that she can sign five other clients because signed Sutter.
Yeah, so then that's where
the conviction doesn't matter. But, to Jessica.
Yeah, to Jessica. But in Jessica doing all of this, she doesn't know that he's now forcing Harvey to ask for a dismissal, which is shortening the timeline on all of this. So I understand where Harvey's coming from when he's a little frustrated with Jessica. Why would you go and force him to do this when we weren't there yet? Yeah. We weren't ready for that sort of
thing. But they work well under pressure.
Also haven't talked. Like, we haven't, this whole episode, we didn't see a moment of, by the way, this is what I've been doing. What have you been doing? Because that's the problem to me, is like coming together after that and being like, so what did you do? This could have went totally left.
I think there's some plausible deniability those two need sometimes. Especially what Harvey's doing to try to get Mike out. I think legally speaking, Jessica knows to not know.
Especially with, like, the whole colluding and all that.
She knows
kind of
she shouldn't know a lot of stuff Harvey does.
But I know that they had discussed, you know, okay, we get Sutter, you know, we get him off on this, and then, you know, the rest of his business could come our way.
Yes.
And that was the last conversation they had. So Harvey's working under the precedent of, we're still waiting to go after the rest of his business.
Exactly.
And Jessica jumps the gun on that. That's where I'm saying, okay, guys, remember, we're a team, so let's level it up.
Because if we do this, and tip over again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, hey, we cannot come back up again. Yeah.
Just a quick text message.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm taking all of Sutter's business so we can get to my clients. Hey,
I'm at lunch bombard, you know, I'm attacked him at lunch.
JKLOL.
The Cobb salad was great. I mean, whatever. Give us something.
He didn't show up to court for his case, but was at lunch with Jessica.
So ridiculous.
He's
a great character too. Like, he's very, what's the guy from, like, a couple seasons ago, badass as well, white hair.
You named a couple of
the same people.
They all have white hair.
One of the other guys that Harvey messed with a lot that we didn't really love, but it was also that, like, character that was like kind of monstrous, but you wanted to know why, you know, did he have, I don't know his name. It's crazy.
I'm like season like.
No, just last season. Like we thought he was going to come back. Oh, crap.
Forceman.
Thank you. He just reminds me of that vibe. Like, he's got something up his sleeve all times. We don't know if we trust him, that kind of
thing. Oh, Sutter's, like, garbage. I mean, after even the scene with Kevin, and that for sure sold the deal. You know, I'm team Kevin, and Sutter has always been the a-hole, you know, but we've had to deal with him in this moment of crisis.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
But what really threw me for a loop was the ending, or close to the ending, I think, of this episode with Cahill talking about his mother. Can we, did we even touch on that?
Yeah. We should talk about Lewis first.
We haven't gotten there yet. Oh, it's at the bottom of the board.
Sorry. I thought we were, like, in the moment. Sorry. I jump ahead. It's all me. Sorry, girl. I want to talk about Lewis anyway, because that was
hysterical.
I think
we all want to talk about Lewis.
Yeah.
I think it was...
I want to talk about Lewis's wood. That's really what I'm here for. No? No one else?
That moment was so...
Part of me... Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Part of me honestly felt like this whole plot line was going to be just an excuse for those jokes.
Yeah.
So I'm happy they got them all out in one scene.
Yeah.
I was like, what about ad lib some of this?
What about Mahogany?
That was so much.
I was losing it.
You were like, this, you were dead. Happening.
I was dead. I love
their relationship.
I love their relationship. Yeah. I love quote unquote dad humor. I love it all. I'm all for the corny joke. And when you start talking about wood and mahogany and how you have to keep it hard and soft.
You're rubbing on it.
I think just the commitment, like
the commitment.
It's surreal.
But it's the tragedy of the tragedy that makes that funny is that he does not.
He doesn't get what he's even saying, and Donna's
how
here.
Crazy it is.
But I don't get Stacey, how you hate it. I just, to me, it's like because we're watching it and we know that, like, maybe because we've gotten to know the actors a little bit, we just know that it's all, you know, it's humor. Like, it's all punchline. And yeah. I want to know what the outtakes look like. I just cannot see Rick Hoffman going through that scene and not busting out. What are we talking about? Yeah. Like, that was so...
Even with the cats, like, the framed cat pictures, everything. It's like, these two are, like, out of control. Thank you for filling in a little comedy.
That was very necessary, this episode.
It kept us, like, excited to go back and, like, take our mind off the cases a little bit and have fun with this. And I wasn't here last week, but I would have predicted that the architect... what's her name?
Tara, sorry,
totally forgot about her name. That she would fall for him. I did. So
yeah, I think they should just date and not do the extra crap.
I was on the other side.
I thought it
would be one of those things where they kind of kick Lewis in the stomach
like,
again.
You're a creep. Bye.
Which would have been a fair response to what Lewis did this whole episode.
But Donna had the same reaction as she did, if you caught that, when he was like, yeah, I'm willing to like get this house and do this. And she was like, that's kind of sweet. She, too, was like, no, but I'm saying that Tara, too, had the same reaction after he admitted, yeah, I just did this, like, crazy thing because I'm, like, in love with you. She was like, that's the sweetest thing ever. So why don't you like it? I don't understand. I thought it was kind of like...
If you have money
and you can do it, like, you just do things
like that. Here's where it goes south.
Okay.
It's a cute sentiment.
Yeah.
But tell me from the start, this is what you're doing. Don't lie to me about how your great-grandma, you have this house
you
for
came
generations.
Up with so much.
You put personal details in the home. That's where it gets a little crazy for me. And I'm not saying tell me the whole plan, just be like, oh, you know what? I'm buying a property out there. Maybe you'd want to come in and decorate it for me.
Actually,
that's
I'm
one
so
way.
Obsessed so, with like, you. So, I'd like to buy a property out there so you can
I know,
because
like, how would he
You're
told
saying
him.
Would have been different if like he was a little more upfront about the fact that he didn't own the house yet, like, and then maybe like came clean like, hey, I actually just bought this house because I really want you to remember.
But
yes,
that is romantic. That is romantic.
But he technically did
say
that.
He got busted.
Exactly. No, he didn't. Somebody came in the house. Somebody came in the house.
Like, okay, that's
but
cute.
I think this was properly written in the sense that it blows up in his face and he has to admit
address
to it.
Address it there.
Because
if
he didn't.
Always. That's him, though.
Because if he didn't address it, he never would.
Yeah.
He would just keep hiring. He would just keep hiring her.
Yeah, and that's why, as I was writing down everything he's saying about this house and how it's been in his family, I'm like, one day, because in my mind, they are going to be dating one day. This is before, you know, the end. I'm like, one day, she is going to realize you were lying to her in the beginning of your relationship. Yeah. And for me, I'd be like, okay, you lied about all that. What else have you been lying to me about? We're done. Like, see you later.
Yeah, exactly. So this relationship is, for what it's worth, ultimately starting on the truth.
Yes. Now, yeah.
Because they started after the lie.
I hope this works out. Yeah. Yeah. But only because he was forced to tell me the because the owners came home early.
And then for him to say, what the hell are you doing in my house? I said, Kev. Okay, Lewis. You know this ain't your house, though. Like, it's like, even then, like, commitment. I would have been like, Tara, let's go.
Yeah, commitment.
The entire episode, Lewis. Good stuff.
Big question. Does he still get the house? Because the people were like,
no, they said
no. I don't think so.
Nope.
But maybe after they
he's gonna keep that money. Yeah. He gonna keep that money.
Yeah, he gonna keep that money.
And take her on a really expensive date, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are they gonna go mudding?
I am so excited.
I can't wait for them to mud together.
That's gonna be a...
I just had flashbacks.
I think that's forever, though. I think we can all kind of tell that's forever.
This is gonna be marriage, and...
I like it. I like Tara a lot,
Whatever forever is to Lewis. Whatever forever is to Lewis, I'm not sure if that's what we would traditionally consider forever. Mm. But definitely forever.
I think he does have
forever
a traditional
heart.
Sense of it. Because the way he was with
like
Sheila.
But wife, kids. No, actually, kids is a big part of his forever.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah,
that is a more
I
traditional
see,
forever.
I see this going up. Going
also,
good.
Shout out to Rick Hoffman. You're on Ballers.
Ballers! Yes! Dope. I watched the episode.
You had a scene with The Rock.
That's amazing. Awesome.
I'm sorry, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And clearly, he's going to be back for more episodes based on his storyline on Ballers, so
love
make sure
it.
You guys are checking him out on Ballers.
Yes. That would be really weird if it was a completely different actor next week. We're like, oh, no, that
nope.
that rep is out now.
He had to go back to Canada.
I love our fans because they tweeted me and was like, hey, have you seen Rick on Ballers? I was like, visited. So,
and I sat through the whole episode waiting because I'm like, I know he's in here. Did I miss him? Is that why I didn't recognize him?
People keep telling me he's in Ballers.
That's amazing.
I actually watch that show.
Good
for you.
Yeah,
you
do too. It's a
Yay.
Great show.
So let's kind of back clean up with all the Harvey Cahill stuff.
Okay.
And then any loose ends we caught, because this was all kind of the same case.
Yeah.
We finally figured out Cahill's soft spot for Sutter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is his mother.
It's big.
His mother teaches first grade in New York.
I loved my first grade teacher.
Invested in one of Sutter's investment groups? It was an investment group, or was it a mortgage?
The teachers put their pension fund with Sutter.
Right. Yes, and he lost it all, because sometimes people do that, especially insider tradery people.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got Cahill.
All she wanted to do was go to Spain
and
when she
lost
retired.
His mom. That was sad.
Right, while she was still working. That touched me.
That was super sad, man.
She wasn't able to retire, which is like a real thing that's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
Guys. It's scary
out
there.
My dad's in his 60s and he's still working.
Yeah.
I assume retirement's not going to be a thing.
I mean, I not opened up a 401k so I could retire one day, but like, I don't put anything in there because
it's like, pause. I got to get groceries.
We all broke in out of
Okay. We working on it.
We live in Hollywood.
Right.
Okay.
So, how does the Cahill of it all reflect the plan that now Harvey filed a motion to dismiss and the judge is granting the motion to dismiss? And Cahill wants the algorithm, which is, as far as we can tell, not useful.
Because Kevin said that he created the algorithm and then he found out that he wasn't even using the algorithm. He was just insider trading the whole time.
That doesn't mean it's still not useful.
Yeah, because Harvey and Cahill don't know this information because Mike has promised to keep his mouth shut.
Right.
At this point.
But I think they kind of know that the algorithm's useless.
How do they know that?
Harvey kind of would know because Sutter told him, well, I don't even make my big money using that algorithm.
Yeah.
I got it all in my head.
And that's just a teeny tiny algorithm. Mm-hmm. I just want them to not take it and be pry into my stuff.
But is there something more to this algorithm that maybe even Kevin's
doesn't know about? That's a big possibility. The dude's figuring out where to stash things, so it's very...
No, absolutely. I think the algorithm is like a basic, because it sounds like it's just because trades happen faster and faster. The faster you can make an algorithm figure it out, so much so that most of the trading we understand now is happening like within fractions of a second. So they always use these proprietary algorithms that are just trying to get faster than other algorithms.
Sure.
So, like, trading floors are actually just trading, computers trading with other computers, and
yeah,
it's the singularity, is all I'm saying. But a guy like that will use inside information to actually, I really don't know. But to get to the meat of it all, Kevin's wife was involved.
Yeah.
And Kevin wouldn't, it's not that Kevin wouldn't roll over on Sutter, it's that Kevin wouldn't roll over on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the exact same thing Mike is doing for Harvey. So now Mike has to completely respect Kevin, so he can't be deposed or subpoenaed to say what Kevin said, because he had his word. He gave Kevin his word.
And no one knows that Mike knows this information, so no one's going to think
to ask him for it.
Yeah.
So now, right, basically... Now.
But Mike's deal right now...
Well, you're going to have Harvey going back to Mike about what Cahill told him, and then Mike going back to Harvey, like, I can't do it.
So I feel like Harvey... Because, I mean, well, you said that, like, no one would think to ask him, but aren't they going to think to ask him? I mean, that's why we are doing all this to begin with.
Well, I don't think... I was saying no one's going to think to depose him.
Right, right. Okay, gotcha.
Do it at this point, because this point he hasn't told them... He's told them, I've gotten nothing from him. I know the deal is, you know, get information from him and rat on him, basically.
But I don't see, I couldn't believe that Mike took the deal from the beginning. And now, just after these last couple episodes, I have a feeling this is going to go south.
It's so confusing.
Julius warned him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And even in the preview for next week, you see him like, we're running out of time. Like Harvey to Mike, Harvey's, I think, like, that was. And I just feel like Mike might stay.
I don't think he'll stay, but I do think there'll be some slick.
But like Julia said, there are repercussions for ratting on people in prison,
and even might not, and even the ward.
Yeah, it's like you might not think about it right now or what the damage could be down the line. But I think Mike is going to start seeing. Okay, if I do this, I'm not just affecting Kevin. Yeah. I am affecting his whole family. His child will go motherless for the rest of his child's life. Like,
I think over time he can convince Kevin to...
I liked Mike's
idea. Over time he can convince Kevin to flip on Sutter, but give his wife give Jill immunity.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a good plan.
I don't know why he was like, no. I'm like, why not? That's cool.
And I think what he said... Because
in order to get her immunity, you have to tell them that she was involved. You have to tell her
she needs immunity.
This reminds me of Jersey Housewives a little bit.
Do you have to say she was involved? You should just say, that is my father-in-law's daughter, and I just don't want this ever coming back to her. Do you have to say much more than that?
I think the fact that you're asking for her immunity means that there's some sort of...
Okay, so let's say we don't even... Involved. Let's say we don't even ask for her immunity.
Then they find out about that she was involved.
How will they find out?
Because that's the information he has.
Yeah.
That's based on... That's... Yeah. They would... By investigating with the information that he gives them, they'd find out that it was her.
That was the piece of the puzzle we were missing.
So, would literally have to say, maybe if he gave them a list of 100 people and Jill is just one of them.
And he says, I want immunity for 100 people?
All of these people get immunity.
Yeah, right.
And only 20 of them are alive and one of them is... Well, actually, no. They figure that out.
Exactly.
That's
his wife.
1,000 people. 1,000,000 people.
The first suspect is always the spouse.
Exactly.
Do you guys think that Harvey's going to do with this information that Cahill
He's
going
to try...
Yell at a lot of people?
Well, he's going to try to retract his motion to dismiss.
How can he do that? It already passed.
I'm not sure, but he's Harvey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you know what he does? He comes in the scene, he just flips something on a desk, and he's just like, I need you to retract this motion. If you don't, then you walk out the door, and then, the papers are signed, and then we move on to the next part of the... That's literally what it is. So that's probably going to happen next week.
That was so good. And
that
if
is
you
very
don't,
much.
He always does. Him and Mike are the ultimate bullshitters. That's all I have to say.
I love the storyboard answer of just like, no, Mike... Harvey walks in, he lays files on the table... Says some things. Judge has a puzzled look and goes,
good point.
And then it's out. That's the storyboard answer.
And if you don't, this and this and your mom and you, and bet I didn't know about it in 12th grade. It's like, what the fudge, dude? Yeah.
The writer answers, you have to like fill in all those words and have them make sense.
The writer, we need the writer here, actually, in studio.
Yes,
we
do.
Be like, what's your deal?
I think we covered it all. I think we're ready to jump on in to them, their predictions. Or...
No, I was just going to say, did you guys like the dream sequences?
Oh, I love the dream sequences.
In this episode?
Well, I kind of freaked out by the first one because that was me being crazy and the popcorn was good.
Right off the bat, Stacey's like, I was like, Rachel died.
Like, it's a dream. Yeah.
Rachel's dead. Kevin killed him. Kevin's in jail. How are you going to get drunk and die?
It was like the weirdest moment because it was weird because I thought he was saying,
they wrote that for you.
Thank you.
They wrote that to just bug you out.
That was so annoying because I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
Before we get into just regular predictions at large, do we think Mike will inform on Kevin in any which way? As we are essentially rounding third for this 10-week season.
Man. No.
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 Do we think that Harvey will continue to represent Sutter?
Yes, till the end. And it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Wow.
Yep. He's going to have to.
I think he at this point, based on his dealings with Jessica and everything, Harvey cannot get out of representing Sutter at this moment just for the firm's survival. Because, yes, Jessica has signed two clients, but we don't know who they are, if they're even big enough names to
and keep she needs that case afloat. To go for like 5 months to sign 15 clients to warrant dropping him.
What about Gallo? Is he just, like, gone, or...
I was wondering what happened.
Because we haven't even talked about him, and...
I know.
Last time we saw, he was mad at Mike for not filing the motion right, and then Harvey came in and was like,
I'm sorry, this episode was so
now.
Compact. Was that this episode that
no, that
he met up
week.
With?
That was last week.
Okay,
we have not
sorry.
Seen Gallo this episode.
Okay. Which is okay, we needed a week off.
One last predictions question at large. Do we think Leonard's going to die in the next 4 weeks?
No.
Yes.
I hope not.
I'm with Tia. I'm on.
I think that for a show that shows rarely any losses, sometimes you have to have a big loss. And I think that Leonard could be, if they decide to go.
They just lost their firm. That's a huge loss.
No.
This is a person.
Not a person.
I mean, for a person and for the cases that they do, most of the time, Pearson Spector Litt winds up on top. You know, they throw Hail Marys. It's last minute. It's down to the wire. Yeah. And they somehow pull it off, but what happens when this is the biggest, it's literally someone's life is in your hands, and it's down to the wire, will they prevail or will they go down? And I could see it going in either way, but right now I'm thinking that he might not, just to kind of get this audience sad. And
that's
Rachel.
How I feel about
because
it too.
I totally got Steve's point from the get-go about the Rachel learning and overcoming this, and like it'll be a really good thing.
I don't want
good slash bad
a human body to be the point of Rachel's like learning lessons. I mean, we've
that's
already
what happens
done
in
that
life.
Before. I know.
For
I
any
guess
person.
I just hate that. I think because I mean, they're throwing Leonard, they're giving Leonard these lines that are affecting us. You know, like I did this, and he's saying I wasn't proud of who I used to be, and this and that. Like you're making us fall in love with him. I get it's a show. I'm moving on. Okay,
but anyway, I'm on team that Leonard probably won't make it.
I'm on the fence. I hope we see more of the case. Like I said earlier,
I think we're gonna see at least 3 more weeks of the
but
case.
But I could see.
I think we're gonna see the execution get stayed. But I ultimately think we're not going to watch him die. But we're gonna watch them react to the fact that he's going to die, because I think that's the best way for everyone to truly deal with not only the loss of a human but the loss of control, the need to let something go.
That is a lot,
and it'll just jump straight into my prediction. I think it's going to happen right around the same time that Mike decides, I'm not rolling over on Kevin. I'm facing Gallo. I'm staying in prison for 2 years. And everyone has to deal with that at the same time they deal with a guy dying. And the guy dying actually gives them a broader perspective of, we'll have Mike back in 2 years. We'll have Mike back in a year and a half. This guy's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even do anything. But what about Mike did something.
But what about the firm, too, in all this? Just the firm and, hold up, I had my thought. With the firm and with Sutter's company being involved with it now. Like, is that going to, that's another thing that could either, like Jessica said.
Well, that depends on how far this case goes.
Right.
And if it gets, I don't think Jessica wants to keep Sutter. for very long. I think she wants to keep him for appearances so she can sign 5 more clients like him. Yeah. Okay. So I think she's completely okay with dropping him in like 6 months to a year.
Right. Okay.
Do we have any other
concern of mine?
I will just say that that was a really beautiful prediction.
Yes.
I don't like most of what you said, but
welcome to Suits.
But I understand. I'm so sad to say I could see all of that happening, and I understand that lesson. And I truthfully think they probably do need it, because even now, as they're reacting, I mean, Harvey and Jessica and Lewis, they just have not changed, regardless. Right. And I think it's like,
granted,
we
only
have to.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead. You have to what?
They just have to like get that lesson. We have lost control, and we need to rebuild from that. Which I think they have in the beginning.
But granted, only 2 people are involved with Leonard's case right now. It's just Rachel and Jessica. So,
but I mean, like,
but Jessica is the firm.
Jessica is the firm.
Yeah. She's involved.
She is definitely a top 10 lawyer in New York City.
Yes.
On this case.
Good points. Good points.
So, and I think that's what Rachel's gonna have to learn through Jessica as well. It's like, that's part of the job. So like, and sometimes.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it connects to if Mike then doesn't flip on Kevin and doesn't get out of prison, everyone's learning to deal with their consequences, which is what Julius has been telling Mike from the start. It's like, okay, the consequences of, you know, all these actions and what's going on is Mike's now not getting out for 2 years, but on the flip side, this man lost his life. So 2-3 years in prison compared to being executed in the grand scheme of life, that's not a bad.
So do you guys think, because I remember you've asked before, mid-season, is Mike in prison or not prison?
I'm flipping to yes.
So now we're flipping, because I thought it was no, and now I'm like, so this seems like if he does 2 years, then we're doing.
I think I said yes, because I even like have had a friend whose father was in jail for arson. This is real talk, and he's got out of jail early. But like not 3 weeks early,
right?
So that's why, you know, I don't.
That we do a time jump between.
Yeah, I could see him still in jail at the mid season, but maybe by the winter he's
a 6 month a six yeah. month time jump, and he has probation.
Mm-hmm. I can get with that.
Or
we do a 2 year time jump.
Now I'm not as mad at this.
He could get out early. There could be another reason he could get out early, and that's just a prediction.
Good
behavior does get you out early.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's still got to do
depending
half his time.
We need to believe that Mike, because especially after this wagging the finger thing, and you don't know what I've been through, you need to sit here.
Or to further it, we have that scene where he faces his consequences, and everyone needs to learn to face their consequences, and then somehow they get Mike out anyway.
Steve, what do you want me to believe? You're making me decide it's okay to be in prison, and now you're saying he might. I'll see y'all next week.
I think that's a great sentiment.
It is very stressful. To leave us.
Tiana, if people want to tell you whether Mike's staying in prison or not, and actually, I will say I've seen photos on Instagram of Patrick J. Adams in a courtroom. Like, not in prison clothes.
Really?
But that could have been a flashback. That could have been a retrial. That could have been like
from season 4.
That could have been like 17 different other things.
Okay. Because there's no way he gets out of jail and goes back to being
a lawyer.
That too.
That part.
Right on. Or he was in a suit for a court appearance.
Or she said, oh, we're going to do it like that.
OJ wore a suit.
Or he gets subpoenaed to the witness stand because of Kevin, and then he pleads the fifth, or he just straight up lies.
Okay.
Something like that. If the people would like to talk to you guys on the Twitter.
Yeah, on the Twitter. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays. Thank you so much for watching.
Find me. I'm at the Tiana Hobson. Do it.
Do it.
At Nicole Brazier, all over social media. Bye, guys.
And I'm at Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. Thank you so much for joining us for the law firm of Kaufman, Ike, Hobson, and Brazier.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop.
We'll join you after this recess.
Next week.
Next week.
So, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.